This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a state visit to Vietnam on Thursday, part of a trip to Asia seen as a show of defiance to the West. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The two countries signed multiple agreements on issues including energy, although none of the 11 pacts were on the same level as the mutual defense agreement Russia signed with North Korea the day before. Russia's TASS news agency quoted Putin as saying the two countries shared an interest in, quote, developing a reliable security architecture in the region. During a news conference, he accused the NATO military alliance of creating a security threat for Russia in Asia. The U.S. and its allies have criticized Putin's visit, saying he should not be given a stage on which to defend Russia's war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The United States expressed deep concern Thursday over Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to supply North Korea with weapons, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It is incredibly concerning. It would destabilize the Korean Peninsula, of course, and potentially give it, depending on the type of weapons they provide.
Speaking on Thursday in Vietnam, Putin said Moscow would not rule out sending weapons to Pyongyang, calling it repercussions for the West supplying Ukraine. The White House on Thursday said it will rush delivery of air defense interceptor missiles to Ukraine by redirecting shipments that have been planned for other allied nations. The move comes as Washington scrambles to counter increased Russian attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. National Security spokesman John Kirby called it a difficult but necessary decision.